on purpose.
You fucking ask yourself why you do every single thing in the fucking that you do every day. Anything that you do consistently, ask yourself why you do it, because there's a reason behind it. And it's not, a lot of people say, I go to the gym, and I was having this conversation with my friend Josh yesterday. You know, some people say, a lot of people say, even in this podcast, say they first started going to the gym because of a woman. But I can argue every single day that it's not because of a woman, but it's something deeper. It's an insecurity. It's a feeling of wanting to be with somebody else, whatever it might be. And until you find that certain aspect, which is by digging deeper and asking yourself why, and trying to connect every single little plant and root to the tree trunk of it, you won't know.
That was very well said.
It's almost like if you're looking to find an answer, you will find it. A lot of people, they just like, people will follow the scripts of happiness from other people. If that kind of makes sense. It's like, people give out scripts for happiness, but it's not, people follow that script and end up not being happy because they have to follow their own script. Mm-hmm. People don't know how to make these scripts because they're distracted all the time.
Because they don't ask themselves.
They never ask themselves.
They're not conscious about this idea. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one thing about anything is being conscious of it.
The being aware,
I mean, that's the same thing, right? Conscious, aware.
The one thing I want to add, too, is, like, with the purpose thing, is I think people have the wrong intentions when they go for goals. Like, they want something out of it to where it's not, like, to core beliefs. It's like, oh, I want this cloud, or I want this money, or I want this. It's like, you should never, ever do anything based upon them things. Like, for me, if it's something I wouldn't do for free or pay to do, like, it's kind of like a waste of my time in a way. Like, I, like, that's how I try to base all my decisions. Like, I don't try and do it for anyone else. I try to do it because in the moment, that's what I want to do. And I think that's what you two were both getting at.
Fricker emphasizes that a lot. Like, a lot of these external desires is literally just shit that's pushed onto us by society. And because the whole idea of, like, oh, as a man, you should strive to achieve great status, have wealthy cars, huge mansion, whatever, right?
It's all ridiculous stuff, too. It's like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti-social media, but it's like, all this stuff that people push on us, it's like a fake life, you know? It's not even, like, obtainable. It's like, well, why would you want that? Because this guy could be suffering worse than anyone just because he makes a 10-second video or shows a picture. Like, doesn't mean he's truly happy. Like, well, I think happiness comes from within yourself. And, like, if you're happy within yourself, you don't need anything, whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whether it's any of that. I think that you truly just have to be happy with what you're doing in the moment.
I saw this one guy's definition of having peace, and he said having peace is the ability to enjoy looking at yourself in the mirror and who you are. I thought that was a great way to put it, because these guys with the fucking cars, like, if they really look at themselves, are they really content with this person? And I bet you they're not.
Like, that's what you want to base self-value off of?
I think, though, if, like, some people are happy with their life with these external things, and that's perfectly fine.
Oh,
I mean, you
absolutely.
Can't just, like, be like, okay, if they have a bunch of stuff, they're definitely not happy. Because if they have all those things, it's like, they're happy in some way,
some
but we're not meant to be happy. We're meant to experience life, and we're meant to be fulfilled and find purpose, not to be happy and drown ourselves in materialistic objects, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Happiness is like a state of mind, essentially. And listen, there's nothing wrong with cars or houses. Some people... Everyone has voices, regardless of what it is, and, like, just because I'm not in the cars and someone else is, doesn't mean that's wrong. It just means that's what their thing is. They may look at me and think my thing's wrong, like, oh, you're wasting so many hours training or doing this or that, and it's like, to them, that could be stupid. Like, happiness is found within itself, I believe.
Yeah, your point definitely still stands. We had a guest come on, actually, and he would talk about how he likes to bolt. And he once got a comment saying, oh, you like bowling? That's so fucking stupid. Like, this shit's all subjective. Me, personally, the second I hit, like, a six-figure month, I'm flying over to Scandinavia. I got into trading because I wanted all those materialistic options. But it was actually Fricker that really questioned, like, is that really what you want? It's really not, dude. I'm just trying to, like, fly out my girl to, like, fucking, I don't know, Denmark or whatever. And just live by, actually, more like a beach. More like a beach, actually.
Beautiful woman Denmark, man.
There's only one.
What would you do if you had all the money? Would you still be trading?
I'd want to retire my parents.
And do what? Like, what would you do? Like, if you had all the money,
with my free time?
If you had all the money, what would you do?
I would still be trading. I can't imagine myself just sitting around.
What's so good about trading, you think?
Nah, I mean, It's kind of just work.
I'm not against that.
I'm just saying it's just work. It's better than sitting around and doing nothing to me.
I don't know about you, but I enjoy doing work. For the sake of doing work.
I can't like go live a fucking vacation for the rest of my life. Like if I won the.
That's facts.
I really can't. We're way too young. It really is, dude. Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of deserve it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Now when I was sick, dude, I was losing my fucking sanity. I just can't. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't be on my computer. I hurt too much.
Mm-hmm.
And say I can't do that for my life. Doing nothing and just watching TV was. Very, very difficult.
It's like when we think of success, all of us, all five of us have different ideas of that success, and that's your symphony of success. But it's like I said, people pull out scripts for people to follow mm-hmm. to get success that they think is success.
Mm-hmm.
So I like this quote, it's no way is the way. So there really isn't one way to success. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways mm-hmm. up the mountain. Right. So you just gotta find yours.
Love that, yeah, because we had that talk with fucking personal or the mentors too. All their bullshit. Fucking like no way is the way.
Success is self-defining.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Like you can call your life successful now if you really wanted to, you know what I mean? Of course, like humans, like we always want more. But at some point, you're gonna have to kind of think, like, okay, like what is success? What do I actually want? You know what I mean? People don't think about these things. They think, okay, money, okay, kids, having kids, wife, blah, blah, blah. It's like this whole script that, especially because like, society puts on us, like with the education system, go to college, get a job, whatever. It's like, it's so, that shit is so mundane. It's so, like, boring to me.
Now, what the thing is, too, is I think you hit it on the head with the society thing. It's like everyone has this thing where, oh, this worked for me, so it should work for everyone. And because I found happiness in this, you, and you should, too. And it's not really the way it works. It's, like, the purpose thing is a deep thing, man. Because you, like, I love the question you asked where you were like, if nothing else mattered, what would you do? And it's, like, it's very, it's fun to think about.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, that question.
How would you answer that?
Me?
Yeah. No, I have a better way to phrase it. You have 6 months to live. What are you doing with your life?
So, for me, it would be just spending time with family, and it would be... my wife's a big traveler, so like I would do everything to try and make her happy too, and make memories with the people I love. So that would be my answer to it. And you know, also if like money wasn't an option, like you said, I think I would try and start a bunch of like nonprofits and charities to try.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to be in the mindset where I would want to leave this world a better place than mm-hmm. when I came, and that's. People could say I'm full of shit, but that's the way
I think.
That's the thing with the purpose. About you. It's about what you do for other people. Mm-hmm. It's about giving your gift to other people.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of go off that last part, leaving this world a better place, I was reading my book. Just finished, guys. Laws of Human Nature, finally.
Let's go.
Say, I didn't tell you that. Yeah. I've been reading this book for 4 months.
I love
it. Fucking hell. But I finished it.
How long is it? Like 300, 400 pages?
586 pages. Oh. And these are long pages.
Do you recommend it?
I recommend it, but you're not going to remember, let's say, 15% of that book. You
okay.
know what I mean? Now, looking back at it, I don't even remember the first chapter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Dude, if you remember 85%, that's pretty fucking good, though.
Talking about the script.
Yeah.
But one thing I read is, like, if you ever put it in perspective, like, people, think of how many people came before us and sacrificed their life for the things that we live on. We live on the fruits of people that are dead, inventions. And what they chose to do was decide to leave this world in a better place. And because of that, we now have electricity. Whatever this, people have questioned things that never were questioned before. And they decided to not just fucking spend their entire life doing nothing, but trying to increase humanity and trying to make it a better place for everybody. And because of that, we are where we are today. Like, houses are built because of that shit. If you think about it internally, that's why. Because humans have evolution. Not evolutionized, that's not the right word, but...
evolved.
Revolutionized. Yeah. So just, if you ever contemplated like that way, you know, how many people have died before us that have sacrificed everything for the type of life we get to live? Don't you think you should at least pay it forward?
Right.
You kind of have like a duty.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Like, you... Like you
I actually wrote that as one of my gratitude.
I love that.
Yeah, that is great.
Like, I just, you look at something like the Great Wall of China, for example. Like, think about a guy's life where it was to wake up every day and go work on this wall to protect his country from, like, Mongolian invaders or, you know, whatever. And, like, that's, like, deep. That person spent his whole life, his purpose was to build this wall for his country, to protect his family for a future. And he probably was the happiest guy ever.
Yeah, and he's still standing strong.
Yeah, it's still here.
Yeah. And how many people admire that work that guy put in? It's crazy.
It's like everyone else, all of us are building our own Great Walls of China every day, brick by brick.
Only if we choose to.
Only if we choose to, exactly. What type of, when you wake up every day, how do you want the stone to look? Do you want it to be perfect like the day before? Like, not perfect, but the best you can possibly do. Because then years later, you zoom out and it's like, looks like a great wall.
So what you're going to say, or what you just said, is so real to me, because on the outside of everything, my occupation is a plumber. And I remember my old partner told me, he said, owners and people that use this stuff will never care about the work you did as long as it worked. He's like, the goal you should have is when a plumber came in behind you and went, wow, this guy really did good work, or he really knew what he was doing. And that's like my secret with the trade is, like, I don't just go in there and throw something together just to get it to work. Like, I try to go in and I try to make it as,
leave
my mark in a way to where it looks really nice, to where someday someone will see it and they'll go, wow, he really took his time and thought about this opposed to just throwing it in there.
Right. And even if nobody says it, you know you did the great work.
Yeah, and you know how many times I went behind someone and I was like, wow, you know, this person really did a great job for you. Right. Like, it does feel good to, like, actually, like, give something your all instead of just throwing it in there and kind of like, all right, on to the next one.
Right.